Good morning.
Hello.
How are you guys doing?
Good. Star?
Yes, it is. I'm sorry, I could identify. I've talked a little bit, but obviously not enough to clear my throat here this morning.
I had a quick question. I'm getting ready to take my first bite of that cereal, but I made it with 4 cups of water, and it was so watery. I haven't tasted it yet. I had to cook it more this morning.
Okay.
Is that normal, or did I do something wrong with the grains, or?
Oh, you know, there could be a difference in the grains, for one thing, with the amount of moisture, definitely, and the coarseness of them, if any of them are broken down into... So yours were all whole?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, well... Yeah, it depends on the thickness that you like too, and how you're stirring it in. Now, I tend to make mine a little thinner some of the time. Other times I make it a little bit more. So, drop 1 cup of the water and then add it back when you need it. You know, if it's too thick, because you can always do that. I just made some cracked wheat or bulgur this morning, and I'm going to try that right after I get off the call. So.
Well, I just took my first bite, and it is good.
Good. Good. And you can also, what you can do to soak up some of that moisture that's really easy is just throw some rolled oats in it.
Okay.
That would be the very easiest way of adjusting it.
I just cooked it some more this morning.
Okay. Okay, that works too. So, good morning, good morning. This is Advanced Lifestyle, Char Rogers. Who's on the call with us besides Lee?
This is Betty in Pittsburgh.
Good morning, Betty.
Good morning, Char. And, you know what, I made that as well and had the same situation, so I cut back to 3 cups of water.
Okay.
And, yes, and I did add the oats to it in order to thicken it, and everything worked beautifully, and it was wonderful.
Yeah, we like the taste of that a lot. I can't wait to get the list get back on my side of the country where everything's available over there and easy to find and make it just, you know, the way that they did, because, you know, there's very little difference in taste anyway. It's more the texture that I enjoy.
Yes, absolutely.
So, great.
Are you talking about the cereal?
Yes.
Hi, this is Jeannie.
Good morning, Jeannie.
I love it too, and Ricky loves it. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Good morning, Charlene, and I really enjoy that cereal too, but I could not find the rye.
Okay, rye's pretty easy to get in our area. Let's see. You know, if you just are looking for a few things, sometimes you can go in and when you guys find a good supply place on the internet, I know you're weighing up stuff when you order things like that for shipping, but or co-ops in your area would be another way of trying and see. There's what was that somebody maybe remember the initials, CS something, for agricultural co-ops in the area. Anyway, when you start poking around on the internet and you find that, share it with all of us, because that's a need back here in this area to have that type of thing available.
Brown rice I have found in every grocery store.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I have really found is the brown rice.
Yeah, it's very easy to pick up. I like the short grain, which is not quite as easy to find as the long grain. I'm determined to make it to the one Asian market we finally spotted the other day that was closed on the weekend. Too late, I guess. But anyway, to see if they have some of those things that I've been looking for. So,
are you talking about the CSA program, Char?
CSA, thank you.
Welcome.
That was what I was looking for, the initials for that, because there's got to be some of those programs in these different areas. Probably all the areas would have access to one of those. And then I wrote CAS instead, CSA. I knew it didn't look right. morning. Anybody else that would like to say hi, give points, or we are commenting on the multi-grain, whole grain cereal, if you like it or don't like it, if you've tried it. Okay, guys, I emailed some recipes to Mary Lou to send down, the waffles and the two different toppings that I generally use on them when I'm making waffles, the newer one that Denny came up with, and I did do it in the blender, which was another one of, I think that was his suggestion, and the magic bullet would work fine. I didn't specify the type of blender. If you're doing just a small amount to try it, like one banana, and I don't know if you had that mixed up, how well that would keep in the refrigerator. I'll try it because we've got a little bit left because of the antioxidant value in the Siaga, I would think would, protect the banana also. So that would be interesting just to watch. But anyway, the comment I have on the two whole grain, on the two different waffle recipes, hominy waffles and whole grain waffles that you'll be getting when Mary Lou forwards it down, is the whole grain waffle, which was the original one that I started with, and I forgot to put the reference of the book on. I'll have to go back and do that. That one is a much heavier in texture final product than the hominy is, which I would have thought or guessed it to be just the reverse. So if you want a lighter textured one, do the extra step of, needing to chop or pulse the hominy, drained and rinsed hominy that is in the recipe, and try that, because all three of us really liked it. Now, I like the heavy ones too, so, but not everybody does. They're used to, lighter weight things, especially transferring from a more refined diet. So that's my comment that I didn't spell out in detail.
What is hominy and where do you find it?
Hominy is corn that's been treated with lime. It's very popular in the Mexican southern dishes. And it's a staple in a lot of countries, but it is just a corn, and it looks like it's an oversized corn kernel, and you'll find it in any of the Mexican sections. You should anyway. They use it in the big number 10, like gallon-sized cans, but they also have it in like a 26 or 28-ounce can. You can find it sometimes in the little tiny cans, and the recipe uses approximately a half of one of the 26 or 28, whatever, whichever they are, but the large tomato size can.
You don't find it dry, it's canned already.
Pardon?
You don't find it dry, it's canned.
You can find it occasionally dried, but I've not, I think I've worked with it once dried, soaking it or bringing it to a boil, soaking it and cooking it in a soup or stew once, but it's not easily found dry, no, but in a tin can, yes.
Thank you.
So, excuse me, any other questions, comments?
I have two things. On the Roizen thing that he's on the news every night, the one, I'll call it a tonic, the magic tonic that everybody should be doing. What do you think it is?
Magic tonic?
Doing or taking or using.
Boy. Something for a laxative, huh?
No.
Oh, no?
The four-letter word. And we do it, guys. Buck.
Oh.
Half hour day, he says, and you can get between an average of 3,000 miles, 3,000 steps, and you can pick up the other 7,000 in your daily activities. The woman he had on was wearing a pedometer, and he said, just like the mail service, we go out and do it, and no matter whether it's rain, sleet, hail, or snow, and it's the magic thing to get us and keep us well. Also, the other evening on TV, I saw a question of, is organic really worth it? And they had Andrew Weil on, who we haven't heard about or from in a very long time. And he had a very unique way of describing the advantage of eating organic versus non. And I think we've talked about on this call, or maybe it was Vance's call or something, that we as people are here because our ancestors on forward have survived all of the diseases and everything else that has been around. And by eating organic food, it's the same kind of process that this specimen is surviving and consequently giving us more nutrition than the ones that are treated with pesticides, et cetera, because the organic food has learned to fight everything around it.
Very good.
This thing is. So,
very good.
FYI.
I'm writing. And that's a positive way of looking at it rather than talking about all the negatives of the chemicals being used on the other side of the fence.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that a lot.
Well, it tells you what the advantage is to using it.
Mm-hmm. Even though they've watered down what the meaning of organic is, there is still the advantage. Now, it was not spelled out the way Nancy just did, but it was definitely addressed by Dr. McDougall from the standpoint that if you can get it organic, get it. Don't. The next best choice would be using local produce. From the, some of the farmers markets may not all be organic, but they can be local. And so you've got the difference in the freshness and the ripeness that it can be delivered in instead of, aged in trucks and so forth. So first and second choice. But just doing it, just eating this way and making the best choices you can in doing it is way ahead of where we have been. So that's why we're here, guys, and I've heard lots of clicks, so I'm just going to do a quick intro. We're here to go through information that was derived from the China study, the latest information that's been put into a package of research for us rather than just a lot of things that have been handed down through centuries and centuries. It's not new. It's old as we could possibly make it because it's where everything started, and that is eating in a more natural way. And also all the incredible technologies that NECAN has given us in the very advanced products that we have that are based on centuries-old information also that has been known to work for thousands of years. They've figured out how to harness some of those energies and make them in a more user-friendly package that will give us the great benefits. So anyway, we're glad you're here. We'd love to hear from you. If you choose not to, we're welcome to the people in the gallery that are just listening today. So this is Char Rogers. So comments or questions, we're here to help you.
This is Onita, and this doesn't really address organic, but my husband had seen something on TV here yesterday or sometime that there were high-end houses back east someplace, and they had actually had the front yards all worked up and were planting gardens. I think that just addressed the additional cost of food, but anyway.
Right. Right. Well, it's definitely a topic that is becoming much more well known, from the gardening end of it all the way through to, organics and what's available in the stores. And we're the ones that will end up pushing it and making it even more known. And we're seeing that here. We're seeing it in, the state that we came from, here being in New York right now for us, where the gardening has been in place forever in these rural areas, but the other information that we're talking about on from the China study you know, not, because they've lived off of the animals at the big dairy area, for one thing. And so, but people are very open, very, very open, the ones we've run into anyway, eager for information. So, guys, we got a great job to do, a big job, educate ourselves and then help educate other people. Thank you, Anita.
Just one other comment. This is from years ago already. A gentleman that farmed organically had said that it isn't always the grains and stuff that we're allergic to. It's the, what they've, you know, added to the grains. He says if you get organically grown things, or the, you know, the old open pollinated stuff, that most of your allergies to those things go away.
Yes, and I 100%. That's totally true. And to expound even one step further on that, things that I had trouble digesting when the animal products went away, the two things that I had a great deal of difficulty that I just didn't eat because it was, I didn't like what happened afterwards, was cantaloupe and peanuts. I have no trouble with them now, either one of them. And it, whatever was not happening with my digestive system because of the time span, evidently stuff that was laying in my track, yeah, I can't scientifically explain it. I just know it's gone. And it, I've been dealing with that for, oh, a good somewhere between 20 and 30 years that I just cut it out. I just didn't put a piece of cantaloupe in my mouth. And rarely did I use peanuts or peanut butter. Never spreading it on toast or anything like that, just to eat it. So those things change too. Our bodies are quite incredibly created, as we find out.
It's interesting that you bring up peanuts, because my son asked me last night, how come, he said, he just flew in and he said they don't even serve peanuts anymore on the plane. They serve pretzels. And I said, I wonder if it's because of all the allergies. And he said, that's a good point. Why do you think so many people are allergic to peanuts now when 20 years ago you never heard of it?
Well, you know, one is a lot of the dry roasted actually use MSG in that. One reason to stay away from dry roasted, I found that out. And, you know, the processing, and we're, I haven't had, since I've been back here, I haven't bought a package of, you know, raw peanuts in the shells, which I always loved before. I've done that since I've been eating this way and have no problem. But, you know, what about the processing and the rancidity of the oil when it sets, even, you know, if they're not dry roasted? So there's all different factors in the allergic reaction, and, you know, obviously our systems have to be totally stressed because of everything that we put, the natural, the common American sad diet induces with it. So
this is Janice in up here in Michigan, and I found it interesting. I had to go to the health food store to get some antibiotics. Maybe you guys got some other suggestions for that issue. I was on some antibiotics, crap. But anyhow, in the store, when I was talking to the guy there, that he's run this store for, you know, 15, 20 years, and there was some almonds there. And I said to him, are those from California? And I said, well, if they're from California, I said, you've probably got a problem because they're pasteurized and irradiated and all the other stuff. Basically, all the nutrients are gone. He was totally unconcerned. I mean, just go show the level of concern, I guess, that even health, some of the health store owners have. That's been in any kind of health magazine or articles for I don't know how many, you know, a couple of years now. And he should have known about that. And I guess I was just a bit surprised thinking, well,
now, he was working in the health food store?
No, he owns it. And
he
you really don't care about the people. That's what I thought.
Well, you know, that's a business, and it's become a big business, and it's going to get bigger. So the same as the labeling doesn't mean a whole lot because the government's allowed them to,
I mean,
you know,
I told them about it. I said they can do whatever they like. But
She didn't seem to care in the least.
Yeah, well, we're gonna look for the ones that have owners that do care and are, you know, concerned. And I know I've found that in some of the stores that I deal with. And, you know, others I don't use. But a good comment and a good reason for us to ask a few questions and get a chance to talk to the owners or the people that are responsible for the products that are there. Because they're, you know, it's like not all magnets are created equal. Okay, we're going to have the same, you know, same exact situation here. So, good comment, Janice. Just awareness for all of us. Questions, guys? Anybody new on the call that would like to say hi to us just so that we know that you're here?
Hi, Molly Jones.
Hi, Molly. How are you doing?
Yeah, I just have a few minutes, so I stopped by.
You had a few minutes, so you stopped in. Good. Good. Okay.
I have a question, Char. I wrote it to Larry Lou.
Okay.
So, be a little bit fry and tail, but anyhow, you know, changing my whole life. You know, from the fire and everything else, and living and rebuilding and all this other kind of stuff. But I thought, you know, as long as I have none of this, not a whole lot of crap in the house, why not totally change my diet? So, and I wanted to do it anyhow, but, you know, as long as I have to learn new computer programs, how to build a house and how to do everything else, I might as well learn how to do this all at the same time. challenges. But my, you know, so I'm getting back on these calls. And you gave me the information to get the rave diet. However, you know, I look at myself and I look at other newbies that are on here. We're saying, I want to make these changes. And these are some of the challenges I'm facing. I'm facing, okay, now I need to get to a good health store. Well, for me, to get to an organic place, it's a two-hour drive to purchase a bunch of grains and stuff. So in order to do that, when I do that, I want to have a list of stuff I can pick up. And I don't want to pick up a whole lot of unnecessary stuff. But the other thing I want is, back that up, is I want, let's just say, you know, meals, a meal planning things. Mm-hmm. And so to do my research before I get down to this store that's 2 hours away to say, okay, now this is how I'm going to eat. It's sort of like the recipe you guys shared with that. You know, you cook up the whatever it was.
Cereal.
Some cereal for breakfast. I said, well, that's a good way to start. And so my question is, how, I mean, maybe this is already taken care of, but, you know, there's, I don't see, I mean, you told me we get the rave diet, which I'm going to do, but
okay,
I think
I can answer that real quick here for you. The best use of your time is to go into the McDougal, Dr. McDougal.
Okay, I got that site.
Okay, and look at his 10-day or 12-day program. And now, are you wanting to lose any weight, or are you at your ideal weight?
No. I'm losing weight anyhow. But yeah, right.
Okay.
I lose weight
so
too.
That's okay. So you can cut back. You don't have to cut back all the way. It doesn't have to be perfect. But go look at his 10-day program. I can say that because I took it. I lived through it. And it was absolutely wonderful. Now, I did it with a group that was doing it, and that's why we're doing the calls. But that would be the starting point for me. Now, if something looks a little too straight and narrow for you, adjust it for yourself. And don't, you know, say, don't ever, ever, ever feel deprived of anything. If you want it, have it. You do the adjustment. It's just that we're not sitting down to a Thanksgiving dinner every day of our life and seeing that, you know, hey, we can just do whatever and the other two meals eat okay. No, we're doing better than that. But don't ever get the mentality that you can't have something. You can have it if you want it. You might pay the consequences after you get really cleaned up on your diet, like I have a couple of times. I don't like that, so it's not worth it. But, you know, for the taste and so forth. So that would be my recommendation to you. And the reason we haven't attempted to lay out all this stuff is because there is so much good information. All we've got to do is direct people. And his website is a wealth of information. You can look at the recipes categorized by breakfast, appetizer. You can look at we try and do and what I try and do, it was like the Caesar salad dressing. I had a couple of comments yesterday that it was, you know, absolutely great. Well, the first time I made it from what we had at the workshop, and that one wasn't in the newsletter. That was some from one of the chefs. Anyway, it was too mustardy, so I cut it back because everybody that I tested it on said, I can taste the mustard. It's too strong. So I did put a note in there where it came from and so forth, but I did the adjustment. So when it comes down, you know that we have all done these particular recipes that are coming down, and we've liked them or we've served them and other people have liked them. So that's, you know, another choice. But they had us make out a one-week menu, and then we shopped for that 1 week. Now, one of the thoughts I have before you even do the 2 hour, if it's not that convenient, or for repeated times, anybody that's at a distance, is go in and check the internet, and that's why I ask for referrals of other sites, other places, when you find them, because the gas difference and your time element may be much greater offset by just paying the shipping to get some of the stuff that you can get.
Yeah, when I get to this one store, I have a catalog that I can do something like that with. Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Weedman's, if anybody's on the east part of the country here where we are, W-E-G Weedman's, W-E-G-M-A-N or N-double-N-S, anyway, is back here in this area. Huh?
E-G what?
W-E-G-M-A-N-S or two N's, I can't remember which it is. It's a large grocery store. And my hint that I found as I was going through is go to the international section first for a lot of the things that we're using, and you'll find them more reasonable. They do have organics. Not everything is, of course, nor is everything organic in a health food store either, by the way.
I know.
Don't get pulled into that one. But, you know, these are just some options, and this is why we're here, is to disseminate and gather and disseminate some of this information to make it easier for all of us. But I understand the challenge in looking at it, pick out some of the favorite recipes and use some of that material on his site would be my strongest recommendation. Anybody else have?
At McDougal's, a 10-day.
Right. 10-day program on his website is going to, there was no point in us relaying it out because there's so many links and other things to go to there that are helpful, as well as the tips. Now, he also has a book, the Maximum Weight Loss book that you can get also, and on something like that that's been in print for years and years and years. You can go to half.com and pick it up at a discount on their book selection, HALF.com. If it's a book that's been around for a long, long time, you'll be able to do better there. Know that you're going to, when you do that, you're going to pay about $3 and some cents shipping on it because they come from individual places. It won't be something where you can order collective books and get one shipping price.
I believe in that Maximum book there's a shopping list that you can use as a guideline also, isn't there?
There is, yes. There is. That's an older book that's well worth the money spent on it for the recipes and all the information that's in there. And there's about half a dozen people on the call that have been working with it. So let's hear a comment from one of you guys.
Hi, this is Brenda.
Yes, Brenda.
The question I have is don't go crazy and run out and buy a lot of food at one time.
Okay.
Don't fill your refrigerator completely full of vegetables because they spoil. You'll need to make several trips to the store and keep them fresh.
Especially the fresh produce. That's the main one. The dried stuff can sit there for a while until you get around to doing the recipe. But the
beans and rice and stuff can sit there. But the fresh produce, you know, and going crazy and like Trader Joe's or something. Just get what you can eat.
Yeah, that's why the menu plan is really good for a week. Just figure out what you know, some of the main things you want to have. Enough lettuce for your salads. I mean, that's what we always run out of is the lettuce. romaine lettuce and the spinach. You know, you can have that for 4 or 5 days in there, and that's about it. You want to, you know, depending on how you treat the, especially the romaine holds better than the spinach, of course.
And the romaine holds up really nicely in the green bag.
Yes, yes, so it's wonderful for those.
Yeah.
And like they tell you on this call to do, I tell a lot of people to do, make the rice ahead of time, make the oatmeal ahead of time, have it in the refrigerator for snacks.
Yeah, your starch especially, right, Brenda?
Yes.
And we always have two or three choices. I mean, I've got some beans in there. The rice will hold incredibly well if you've got good circulation in your refrigerator. Depends on how packed you make it. And your grains. And, I mean, the thing I'm always amazed at is when I date my containers with a piece of masking tape that pulls off easily. I always put the date on them when it was made so I can rotate things. I don't like eating the same food twice in a row, so it'll be staggered a third night or even longer depending on how much is left. But I make big pots of soup. I'm still making soup. It's not too hot for soup. That we'll have, you know, for a week that we'll have. I love having leftovers for lunch.
I always make baked potatoes and keep them in the refrigerator also.
Oh, that's a good idea. See, once in a while I have one left over, but when Denny and I have decided to split a big one instead of eating it.
I'll make a whole tray of...
Ah! Now, how do you reheat them? Because I like my skin crisp.
So does Marty. I actually eat it cold very often. He likes it warm. I just put it in the toaster oven. It doesn't get the original crispness, but that doesn't always happen either. I think
right.
It's determined by the type of potato it is, I've come to the conclusion. Because I can put a whole tray of 3 or 4 different kinds of potatoes in. Some of them come out crisp and some of them don't.
True.
Including
very
sweet potatoes, which don't, but yeah. But in the middle of the day, if I'm hungry and I open the, or if I'm not necessarily hungry, but I want something in my mouth, and open the refrigerator, I'll cut off a piece of potato.
No, and that, it's been trained to think, oh, potato's bad. All the starch is bad. Until, you know, I just go, what?
I know. I know. It is rethinking. And the starch does not make up the bulk of what your intake is. Your veggies make up the bulk of what it is, both raw as well as cooked. But when you see in the McDougall book, it's going to... I think if I recall, I've got so much in my brain from visualization of down there, it's hard to separate the two, but you start with your salad. They always had a soup at both lunch and dinner, and so I've kind of adjusted that. Now, I don't know what it'll be like when it really gets hot, but cold soups work too, or even the leftover ones, but... that was the beginning, and you did a majority of your fill-up was on that, and then come the entree. Now, with the salad, there could be beans. I even did hot rice on a bed of greens last night, that had other things in it, lentils and stuff like that in it, and it was very good. The combination of the hot and the cold and getting the greens at the same time, because I didn't want to do an entire tossed salad because we were having a lot of crispy vegetables in our main course. So, you know, all kinds of easy ways around it, but the Brenda's comment on having the stuff on hand, Nancy's comment, the same direction, having it prepared and ready to eat in the refrigerator, makes this way of cooking so easy and so simple. And cleanup and length of time that it's good in the refrigerator is hands down. I mean, just hands down. I've hardly tossed anything since we've been eating this way, where before I was always emptying out containers.
Beans don't hold up a long, long time.
No, the beans are the, and the black beans seem to be, and it depends on what they're in with. If they're in with a tomato sauce or something like that, they tend to hold longer than if they're just cooked and left in the, you know, drained and put in the refrigerator. Those don't hold that long.
Yeah.
But if they're made into something where they've got, you know, like rice vinegar dressing or something like that with them, you know, you can't take any one thing and say this is the way it is. There's too many variables. overall.
I always pop them in the freezer. It's interesting. This morning on TV, I heard they were talking about some kind of a diet, and they said the first thing you should eat is your salad, and it used to be that you should never eat your salad first because it'll fill you up. But they said, especially with kids, have them eat their salad first so at least they're getting the nutrition before they move on to whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
I had chili the other night, and I added some rice to it as I was eating it, which next time I make chili, I will put rice in it.
Yes, it's wonderful, isn't it?
It is.
It tastes great. Yeah, salad first. The other thing that you can do is in the morning, and depending on age and how your digestive system works, if you're having any difficulty at all, keep your fruit separate from your meal, or put it, like in the morning, I do find when I put it in ahead of my, or right with my cereal, sometimes I top it with fresh apple like I will do this morning, I'll have absolutely no problem. But sometimes if I mix it in with my food, I see my system doesn't work quite as well. So I eat my fruit, my 2 to 3 pieces of fruit separately or at the beginning of the day. And sometimes when I'm in a hurry, I just start with a piece of fruit and have my cereal an hour or so later. So these are all things that to some degree you can work with individually, but there's factors that are underlying research factors that show that there are ways around some of the issues we may encounter, and that was one of them for me. Cool. Comments? Questions. We're over our time limit once again, so we need to let you guys get on with your life today. Anything in closing?
Sure. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for you guys. That was helpful.
Just keep asking the questions. We'll fine-tune all of it. So you guys, if you found any of the information helpful to you, pass it on to other people so they can join us. Don't be shy about introducing people. I've had some great testimonies and feedbacks just in the last few days of people stepping out of their comfort zone and opening their mouth in a line in a grocery store or even a fast food restaurant, and got some wonderful contacts. So just know anybody around you loves conversation, most anybody, and loves a friendly smile. So have a wonderful day. And we'll be here at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Thank
Bye
you.
Now.
Thanks, Sean.